Amen. Thank you, Sandra. Let's turn to God's Word. We'll read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, and we'll read from 16. Matthew 15, and from verse 16. So Jesus said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not yet understand? Now whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man." Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your precious word, and we wait upon you, Lord, to learn more from it, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters. First of all, I must say that the Lord confirmed this word with the children's talk the pastor gave today. So I know this is from the Lord. I hope you all had a wonderful Easter. I'm sure you all did. And we had too. But yes, every year when Easter comes, after, you know, I've been saved now, it's about 12, 13 years, I came to know the Lord and I gave myself to the Lord. But a lot of things, you know, in our lives, from our past, it tends to hang on a little bit. You know, even though you get rid of it, sometimes little things come in, you know. And because I came from a Catholic background and I grew up doing a lot of traditional things that we were made to do, like, you know, Pastor said, it does not make you a Christian because you go to church. We were taught that we had to do this, we had to go this, we had to do this, we had to do this, and that's what makes you a Christian. That is what will take you to heaven, and so on. I'm sure all of you must have come across these things like this. And I did all these things. You know, I was an altar boy in church for many years. I went to church every single day in my school days. First mass in the morning, I went and served mass with the priest. And I did all these things because I grew up in a very strict family, Christian family. Especially I lived with my uncle, and he was very strict and very orthodox Catholic, and we were made to do these things. But when I came to know the Lord and I gave my life up to the Lord, all these things were made clear to me that this was all not necessary. And so I stopped all these things. I got rid of all these man-made traditions and things, and I put aside. But lately, and sometimes during the period of Easter, the build-up to Easter, which they call the Lent period, you know, a lot of Christians come together and do a lot of things. And sometimes, you know, this thought has come to me, you know, I'm not doing anything. Am I doing the right thing? You know, because I'm not doing any of this sort of, even though I know that, you know, that's not important, but these thoughts did come to me a couple of times, thinking like, you know, am I just gone cold completely? You know, and I kept asking the Lord and questioning the Lord. And then he led me to this scripture, and it's so clear. Here in Matthew 15, if you read the whole thing, Jesus is talking about the condition of our hearts. As a person thinks in his heart, so is he. When you're a Christian, when you're a born-again believer, Jesus only looks at one thing in you and me, And that's our heart. The condition of our heart. Or what we do outside does not change who we are. Because we can do a lot of fantastic things outside to show each other, which I think, man, it comes natural to us to try and do things to impress another man or a woman to show, look at us, you know, look at us, look at the way we are different, this is what we do, and if you don't do it this way, then you're not as good as me. And it comes natural to many people. But when we are born again Christians and we know the Lord, these things change. Why does it change? Because the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us. And where does he dwell? In our heart. Okay? And then our thinking changes. And we must change our thinking, the way we live, and what we give importance to. Now, sometimes I find it difficult to talk to people, especially during this period before Easter, because, you know, you're asking somebody a question. With me, more often it's with food, related to food. So I'm talking to somebody and they say, oh no, I don't eat this. Why? Why you don't eat this? Because I'm on Lent. I say, for what? Oh, because, you know, I'm fasting, I'm not eating meat, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. I said, but who told you all these things? Why are you doing it? Because we have to do it. I said, where is it written in the Bible that you have to do these things? Half of them have not even read the Bible. So it does not surprise me. Because when I used to do these things growing up, I never ever read the Bible, but I went to church every day. I did everything that was told to me, but I never ever read the Bible. So, you know, that doesn't make me. But when you give your life to the Lord and you start living your life solely for the Lord and for the purpose of satisfying the Lord only and pleasing the Lord only and no other human being around you, the Lord works with you. I'll give you a little example. Day before yesterday, when I was at work. Now, I used to be a horrible chef once upon a time. I say this because I used to be very angry. I used to be... I needed the job to get done. And so when you need jobs to get done, you sometimes have to be really harsh and you have to really scream and shout and do these things. And I was one of those people. But not anymore. But that does not mean to say that, you know, I cannot get angry sometimes. And the other day, at work, during lunchtime, you know, that period of 12:30, I start sending out dinners. And so there are 30 residents over there. So 30 plates have to go out. And I work by myself. So I'm doing all these three-course meal all by myself. So during that time, I need it all to go out in a, you know, uniformly. And we had a couple of new people who were working there. And they have a small kitchen. And all of them were in there. And I was, okay, I was like, you know, let it be, you know, they'll go out, they'll go out. And they kept standing over there and talking and just, you know. And my motive is I'm going there to do a job and I'm going there mainly to feed these beautiful people who are over there. And that's my job. That's what I go there to do and I expect the rest to do that. And a couple of them, unfortunately not everybody are like that. That's with every job. So there was this particular boy over there who had just joined and he was talking and laughing and playing around and that was actually getting into my way and other people's way. So I stopped and I wasn't rude with him, but I was very firm with him. And I told them all to leave and empty the place till we get lunch out. And I was very firm with every one of them. And it all happened at lunch. After that, this boy, he got worked up, he got a bit thing, and he said, oh, I don't like people talking to me like this and all that. And so my boss came and everybody came in, and they all by now know the way I deal, the way I speak, and they know me. And there are cameras, so they can see.
But I did get a bit upset and angry, a little more than I usually get. And anyhow, I just went away, I got things out and I told them, say, you all speak to this person, because the guy did lie and say that I was rude to him and all that. But then when I came back, a couple of days ago, you know the little calendars Pastor gives us for Christmas. There was one extra one for Charlie, which he didn't come. So Pastor told me, give it to somebody. I had it with me, and when I thought, okay, I'll keep it with me. So I took it to work. I said, maybe I can't speak to anybody. I'll at least keep this. And I go out my window right where I work. So I have that calendar over there. And so I was angry. I came back, and I was really like, you know, I sort of felt that I went a little backwards in my behavior. Although it needed to be. Sometimes you need to say these things. But the Lord, sometimes what you think is right, the Lord might say no. So I came back and I stood in front of my table and this calendar was in front and this book was written over there. This was Thursday, March the 31st. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. You know what? I felt like something had just kicked me or pushed me, and I can't tell you what I felt, but I went home and I told Sharon, I said these things, I did these things, I was right, but I feel horrible, I said. And I wanted to, you know, talk to this guy and say, you know, saying, but I really never did anything to him. I never really, I wasn't rude with him. And I thought to myself, how am I going to go and say sorry to him or say, you know, apologize when I really didn't do anything to him? All I said was stop it and move out and let things go. So, sorry. Yeah, but the next day, the whole night I felt horrible, and I knew that this was the Lord speaking to me, and he was speaking to my heart. And I decided, when I meet this guy, I'm going to go and say whatever it is I'm going to say, you know, forget about it. The next day I went, I seen him, and before I could even say anything, I just said, you know, are you all right today? And then he apologized with me. And that gave me an opportunity to explain to him that, you know, when you work, these are things that happen. You have to put that. And I felt really good. But our Lord is so faithful. You know, if you work with him, he works alongside you. You know, it is difficult. It is difficult. The most difficult thing. It's easy to go on a fast and say, I'm doing it for the Lord. It's easy to stop doing things that you do regularly and say, I'm doing this for the Lord. Those are things that are easy. But here the Lord's talking about our heart, the condition of our heart. Because he's trying to tell us that that is the most important thing. That is what he looks at. He's not interested in traditions made up by man. You know? He's interested in our heart and the condition of our heart. This is what David said in Psalm 119:11. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. And dear friends, if you have God's word, not just reading it, but when you read it, you store it in your heart, that will prevent you in times when you're about to sin. Just as David said, and just what happened to me, you know, I could have just gone all the way. Because once you say something rude or speak to somebody rude, the devil works on it and he adds on other bad things into your mind. You know, and when I behaved in this manner, automatically I kept thinking negative things about that guy. Because he lied. He lied about me saying that I was rude to him. And so automatically the devil started putting in things that I kept thinking out different things in him that was wrong. Now who am I to do things like that?
Now, who gives me the right to do things like that? Who gives us the right to pick out the wrong in people? But I always ask the Lord to correct me. Whenever I talk to the Lord, I might not speak to Him in fantastic polished words and in scriptures that I can remember, off my head. But whenever I speak to the Lord, I always say, Lord, correct me if I'm wrong. Lord, if there's something that I'm doing wrong, stop it. You know, You take control. You are in control of my life. You know, maybe I might not understand it. Maybe I might not like it. But Lord, You do what's right for me. You know, and this simple little message on a calendar, the Lord can speak to me or you or any one of us with just simple little things like that. You know, so, you know, when something happens like this and you think, why, you know, it is the Lord. Because you're His child and you have given your life to Him, you know, and He has adopted you and He is your father and He is your mother and He is everything to you, and He would not see you go on the wrong. Just like we would correct our children, and we would even punish them at times, even though we don't want to, but the reason we do that is so that they would learn. And the Lord does that sometimes. And sometimes He does it a little harsh. Sometimes He can just do it with a simple verse on a calendar. But He can just do what it did to me. You know, I was so happy because I'm well with that guy. I never had anything bad against him. I feel happy for him. I feel happy for me. I feel happy that the Lord corrected me. And I feel lighter. So here the Lord, in verse 15, you know, He was walking, and by that time in Israel, he had become known now. People knew Him. The Pharisees were getting worked up. The scribes, everybody, all the people in the temple were getting worked up with the works of the Lord, what He was doing. He was becoming more and more famous. So they were, wherever He was going, they were trying to go follow Him and find faults with Him. Just like today, unbelievers, believers who are not true believers, will go searching for you to find fault in you. So remember, it was done to Christ Himself. So when it gets done to you today, think about the Lord. He faced this before you and me. Again, if you read in Psalm 101, verse 3, David says, I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. You see, because your eyes, before you could act, before you could do anything, it's the eyes that dictates and tells your brain. And then it goes to your heart, and then it fills up, and all the hatred and all the thing mixes up, and then it comes out of you. So protecting your eyes is the most important thing. It's very hard, but it's not impossible. Okay, sometimes it's good not to even know about some things. It's good not to even read certain books. It's good not to even inquire about certain things. Just as the message in the pastor's message in those leaflets was about Thomas. He didn't believe. He said he won't believe. You know, but Christ, when He gave him that second chance and He showed him, you know, God, Christ did say, you know, happy are those who believe without seeing. Sometimes you might not understand certain things, but you must believe it with all your heart. That what it says is true, because it's been inspired by God through the Holy Spirit. Again, Isaiah speaks over here in verse 8, in chapter 15 itself. You know, he's talking about, this was a prophecy he gave. These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Dear friends, this is everywhere today in Christendom. Everywhere. People are doing things to show others. People are doing things to tell others that, I look at me, I am a Christian. Look at me, this is what I do. You got to be like me. Basically, God said we need to spread the word. God said we need to spread the gospel. But people are not spreading the word and the gospel. They are spreading themselves. They're gaining fame for themselves because they want others to be like them. And if you're not willing to follow them or be like them, then you're not, according to them, you're not a Christian, or you're not a good Christian, or you're wrong, or whatever you're doing is wrong. But there it is. These things are prophesied in Isaiah. And the Lord brings this up over here in verse 8 and 15. You know? Again, speaking about the condition of the heart. So you see, when the Lord speaks about things, you must understand every word He says is important. But if He repeats and gives you more and more examples, then that is very, 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 very important. So what you wear, what you eat, what you drink, the Lord does not care about that. Yes, He cares of, you know, your well-being. But He does not care. When you go to church, if you're all decked up and dressed up, you know, it's good for you. It's good for you. You're happy dressing up, fine. But don't go in thinking that, you know, this has to be done because I'm a Christian and you know, I got to be this and I got to be... No, the Lord is looking at your heart. You can be dressed up, you can be kind to people verbally, but in your heart you could be cursing them. You know, that person can walk away to the next room and you could be talking about that person to another Christian and thinking that it's not a problem at all. Yes, that person may be wrong. Yes, that person may be doing wrong things. Yes, that person may be, you know, not doing certain things that you think that they should be doing. But what you should be doing is praying for that person. What you should be doing is, instead of telling your neighbor about that person and discussing, you should get your neighbor to join you and together pray for that person so that the Lord may reveal to that person. Because only the Lord can change that person. You and me can't. You know, if the person doesn't want to listen to you and me, they'll never listen to you and me. But the Lord can change that person. Before you became a believer, before you knew the Lord, the Bible was there. The Bible was in your house. You knew believers, you knew people, but you chose not to listen. You chose not to read. You chose not to do it because you didn't want to do it. Again, just as Thomas didn't want to believe, you and me didn't want to believe. But when the Lord poured His grace out upon you and me, open our eyes up, we felt hungry, thirsty to know the Lord. And how do we know the Lord? It's through reading His word. And then we read His word, and then all of a sudden, we said, Pastor, I never knew Pastor. I was reading this Pastor, but I never understood a word before. Now all of a sudden, Pastor, every word is speaking to me. I've done that. I've said that. You know, it's because you've had a change. The condition of your heart has been changed. And then you start to see things differently. You start to do things differently. You know, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8. This is very important. You must read this because Chapter 5, verse 8, He says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. You see? If your heart is pure, you are guaranteed to see God. It does not stress or say Blessed are those who do a lot of charity. Blessed are those who go to church every Sunday or every day. It does not say blessed are those who talk a big deal. But he says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. So dear friends, again, it tells you the importance of your heart. It's the importance of taking care of your heart, of what comes out from you. Everything you do should be personal between you and the Lord. It should be a connection between your heart and the Lord's. And that will guarantee you to see God one day. Not what you do, what you say, where you go. These things all will all come together, you know. It will produce rewards for you. But if you want to see God, you want to be with God, you got to have a clean heart. Matthew 6:21 says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be. That is so true. That is so true, dear friends. You know, even though we are believers, even though we know the Lord, even though we know that we don't build up treasure for us, but we all have a little bit of treasure, you know, in the form of something or the other. You know, my wife, your husband, your children, they're all treasures. They all mean a lot to us. Be aware. The Lord is greater than all of this. And one day you may be put to the test. You know, not with your faith, not with your faith. When I say faith, means yes, your faith is important, but not with things around you, not with all these things. It be put to the test with the things that are closest to you. You will have to make a decision. Just as Abraham was put to that test with Isaac, he passed it. Can we all say that we will pass? I hope so, because we know the Lord's word. We have the word with us. And we don't just have one book, we have a whole book with, you know, every book tells us, you know. And I'm sure we will be put to that test one day, and I'm sure that all of us over here will pass that test. Back again, you know, to this verse again. It speaks of things that, you know, the Lord says, what we eat, what we drink is not important, because it goes in and it finds its way out. But what comes out from our heart is important. So dear friends, I just want to leave you with this thought. Sometimes it's important to even give importance to the tiniest things or tiniest people. Your children, people who you don't think anything of, the Lord might want you to pay attention to that. Check your heart. Check the condition of your heart. And give it to the Lord. Put it in His hands. Tell Him, Lord, You take control. I have no control over this, Lord. I cannot do this. This person has, I have a problem with this person. This person has massively whatever against me. But Lord, change my heart. Make it like Yours. And I tell you, as Christians, as believers, it is so easy for us. It is the easiest thing to do for us. If we say that we are children of the Lord, the Most High God, the Creator of heaven and earth, then we can do these things. Because the Lord came down here, not just so that they could write 4 Gospels about Him. He didn't come here and become human like you and me, so that they could write a story books for us to read today. He came here to live an entire life
and go through all the hardships that you and me would go through. He came here to live it, to do it, and to show you and me how to live our lives. You know, sometimes I think when the Lord, you know, in the Holy Week and during Good Friday and all, I think, Lord, I mean, you're there, Lord. Why? You know, how much can you take? Like, you're God Almighty. You're having people accusing you of not being God. You're having people, spitting on you. But what the Lord was trying to tell us over there again, you know, it's about our heart. We can get angry with people who say nasty things to us. We can scream, we can react very quickly. But the Lord proved a point to you and me that if you want to come out and be with the Lord when He rules, you got to be like Him. And it's not easy, but it's not impossible. So dear friends, I pray and I believe that the Lord has spoken to you just as He has spoken to me. And if there's anything in your heart that needs to be rectified, and if you need it to be cleansed, speak to the Lord, just you and the Lord, and I guarantee you, He will deal with your condition. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your blessed word. And I believe, Lord, that you were here and you spoke to us. And we all have a problem, Lord, even though we know your word. But because of our human nature, we go through struggles each day, Lord. But we know, Father, if we put it in your hands, our lives, and tell you to take control, and we work alongside you, Father, you will help us to create this pure heart so that we can be with you one day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let us close with